We'll talk to Te Aroha Hiko, is showing strength of community aroha and resolve. The spokesperson for Toitū Te Aroha is Bianca Ranson, who led yesterday's Auckland Hikoi, a powerful display of unity and mana as communities gathered to stand for the protection of whenua, wai, and future generations. E te tuhine, Bianca, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Thanks so much for joining us again on Wāte. Ngā mihi.
Ata mari e hoa.
Tēnā koe. Tell us about the gathering yesterday. People just coming to terms with Toitū Te Aroha. A good start, good vibe?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was so beautiful to see so many people come out and stand together in aroha. There was a really diverse range of communities, people from different faiths, different cultures, different communities. And, yeah, we were really, really happy with the turnout.
Tēnā koe. Who were those groups in whānau that came together over the weekend? And what does their presence say about the breadth of support across the wider Auckland or Tamaki Makaurau region, Bianca?
Well, the rally in the Hikoi was really a call to action for our communities to come together and unite for the protection of one another. And over the past, well, particularly over the past 2.5 years, from what I've observed and been on the front lines of, has been continuous harassment, at times physical violence, like what we saw at the Te Atatū Library, when the Te Atatū Library was stormed, as well as groups turning up to Palestine vigils, even school strike for climate, multiple pride events, with the purpose of trying to kind of spread fear, intimidation, and harm against marginalized communities or different faith groups. So the call to action for the rally was to bring those communities together. And we had people from the Sikh community. So we saw the weaponization of haka and culture against the Sikh community recently. Our Palestinian Muslim and Arab communities came out. We had the Rainbow Takatāpui trans community join us. Lots of tangata tiriti and tangata whenua. And the purpose was really to show our strength and unity, and that despite our different faiths or cultures or communities, that we can stand side by side, have respect for one another, even though we might not agree with one another on everything, that we know that having respect and care for one another means that we can stand side by side, whether it's at Toitū Te Aroha Rally or if it's at our workplaces or in our communities. And actually, our diversity is what makes us a beautiful and strong and flourishing country. And it was really a line in the sand as well to say that we are not going to allow this harassment and bullying and intimidation to continue against our communities. And it was also about shifting the narrative on Saturday the 31st, when there was a very kind of highly publicized anti-immigration rally happening at the same time as ours. And the most important thing for us on the day was to keep us safe. And that was the metric of success for this event, and we definitely achieved that, and we were just really pleased to see people come out and to have our Sudanese whānau come out as well and speak and be at the rally. So yeah, very, very pleased with how it went, and to see this unity happening and this understanding and care for one another happening, and to know that we do have strength and unity, and we don't want to see the continuation of this misuse and weaponization of haka and culture against people when that doesn't represent te ao Māori or our beliefs and how we feel about our tangata tiriti here in Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe, did Brian and his boys try and disrupt, or was that okay? Did you guys manage to steer clear of each other?
Yeah, we had Kai Āwhina, which is a community care and self-defence group that formed 2.5 years ago to help support the Palestinian rallies from far-right actors and others with anti-immigration or sentiments that were against other faiths from turning up and creating harm, which has actually been quite consistent over the last 2.5 years. So we were really prepared for them to turn up, expect them to turn up. But on Saturday, there was no meeting of the two different groups, and we were not a counter-protest at all. We were just standing in our own mana, really committed to our own kaupapa of aroha and unity. And, yeah, we were really pleased that there wasn't, any counter-protest against us from the likes of the anti-immigration group that were in the city. There were a few that were lurking around, but the kaiāwhina were pretty onto it in identifying them and just making sure that the risk and safety of safety to our communities was first and foremost. And so there were no incidents at all on the day. Everyone was safe and strong and supported to, complete the rally and the march.
Yeah, good one. Sometimes we think it's a battle, Māori, against non, but there are many who believe in these cultural approaches that Māori advocate for. You mentioned that you were pleased to see the Sikh community, for instance, or the Sudanese community. What about speakers, Bianca? Who stood out for you, and what sentiments or values were most clearly demonstrated at the hikoi's like atmosphere or the collective wairua that was there? What stood out for you? Any commentary or thoughts that stuck in your mind?
I think, first of all, just want to mihi to Orini Kaipara, who's our MP for Tāmaki Makaurau for the Māori electorate, and she spoke beautifully, and she has also been quite vocal on some of the events, particularly against the Sikh community, that have happened recently, and was just blown away by her support and her kōrero and aroha for communities. At the rally, there was also Sher Singh representing his communities and the migrant workers group as well, and really spoke about, he moved here when he was 6 years old and talked about the history of his whānau in this country and just the hurt and shock at what was seen when the haka was weaponized against their, peaceful march that they had, that they have annually, and that throughout his whole, time here in Aotearoa, he's always witnessed the really positive relationship between his community and Māori communities. And we know that the Sikh people are one of the most beautiful, peaceful communities here in Aotearoa that consistently stand with Māori, stand for te tiriti justice. And his speech was really moving and powerful. Fatima Sanusi spoke from the Sudanese community. Their people are also experiencing genocide in Sudan at the moment, and just the connection between settler colonial violence over, worldwide, and the impacts of Western imperialism, and just connecting that in to what we were standing for on the day as well. Mia Crossan spoke for Rainbow Action Tāmaki, a proud trans wahine, spoke beautifully about how we can stand side by side as we were on Saturday. So, and also Rana Hamida, who was on the flotilla to Gaza recently, and she spoke powerfully as well. And it's just beautiful to see this intersection of so many people and communities, people coming together and understanding the different fights and struggles that different communities are facing, but this also understanding of how they do intersect, and linking that here as well, with the attacks that we've seen on Māori across the board from this government and our fight for te tiriti justice here. There was just, so many amazing speakers. It was incredibly inspiring and quite moving.
Well, I want to take my hat off to you for helping to coordinate things, Bianca, and Toitū Tāroha, with support from many. What's coming up next in the celebration of this kaupapa? I did speak with Orini last week about it, sort of politically, So this was a hui held on the weekend here in Tamaki Makaurau. What's next, Bianca?
Well, we're calling on the government to take immediate action to stop harassment and intimidation of communities under the guise of culture, faith, or moral authority. And, you know, Aotearoa should be a place where everyone is valued and respected, where communities can express their culture safely and free from fear of harassment and intimidation. So we have a petition that we're really encouraging people to sign. It can be found on the Action Station website as well as the Toitū Te Aroha social media platforms. And it's, you know, calling on the government to recognise organised harassment as a serious threat and respond decisively to protect public and community spaces, including schools, libraries, places of worship and community services, ensure consequences for leaders and groups who repeatedly target and harass communities, and affirm the right of all communities to exist, gather, and practice their culture, community, and faith safely. So we're not calling on any kind of increase of repression or policing of protests, but what we are saying is that there has to be a threshold where it goes beyond what is, you know, our democratic right to peacefully protest. And I think certainly from what I've seen on the front lines, from being involved with Kaiāwhina and being a marshal and seeing these groups continuously harass and intimidate and bully and actually use physical violence against people, at Te Atatū Library, at a children's reading, is, you know, it's beyond what should be acceptable, and we need the government to step in and do something. So if people could please sign our petition and understand that Aotearoa is strongest when difference is met with care, respect, and collective responsibility, we would really, really appreciate if people could sign on. And then we'll be taking that petition down to Parliament and presenting it, and hoping that we will have an opportunity to speak to that once it's been received by Parliament.
Well, tēnā koe. How very cool to catch up with you again, Bianca. Is the you still involved with the tourism and adventure caper here in Tamaki?
A little bit, yeah. I'm still doing that a little bit, yeah. I'm still campaigning with Forest and Bird as well. We've got a big campaign at the moment to ban bottom trawling in the Hauraki Gulf since it's election year, and there's such massive social license here to get that out of Te Kapa Moana. So doing various things, and very honoured to be a part of the organising group for Toitū Te Aroha. And we're off to Waitangi, so we'll be taking that kaupapa up there too, and linking up with all of the other organisers and groups that participated in our event on Saturday.
Wonderful to talk with you. Thanks very much, Bianca. Good catching up. Always welcome to share thoughts and time with us here on Waite. Tēnā koe, te tuhine, ngā mihi.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. Always lovely to talk to you.
Ngā mihi. Thank you, Bianca. Bianca Ranson, Toitū Te Aroha, the hikoi, showing a strength of community aroha and resolve.